Ball State U staffer wins $225,000 settlement after being fired for defending assassination of Charlie Kirk. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 27, 2026. A woman who was fired by Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana after she caused significant disruption to the school with a social media post about slain conservative icon Charlie Kirk is reportedly set to receive $225,000 in a legal settlement. Suzanne Schwierk, who was fired from her position as Ball State's Director of Health Promotion and Advocacy last September after she took to social media to attack Charlie Kirk following his assassination, will receive $225,000 to settle a free speech rights lawsuit against the school, her attorney said on Tuesday. Indiana-based American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, attorney Stevie Pachter said Schwierk's firing violated her constitutional rights because she was speaking as a private citizen on a matter of public concern. The First Amendment does not allow government institutions to retaliate in those circumstances, and this settlement reflects that, Pachter added. As Breitbart News reported, in the immediate aftermath of Kirk's horrific and gruesome on-camera assassination, Schwierk reacted by taking to social media to attack the Turning Point USA founder, declaring, "Let me be clear, if you think Charlie Kirk was a wonderful person, we can't be friends. Charlie Kirk's death is a reflection of the violence, fear, and hatred he sowed," Schwierk added in her post at the time, before bizarrely asserting that the 31-year-old father of two had excused the deaths of children in the name of the Second Amendment. Schwierk then deflected to other unrelated news stories involving gun-related deaths and lectured the public, shell-shocked in the hours following Kirk's assassination, by proclaiming that these previous tragedies also deserve your attention. Notably, in response to Kirk's murder, many leftists had chosen to deflect to other stories involving gun-related deaths, dismissing the reality that the Turning Point USA founder was blatantly targeted in a political assassination, murdered most likely due to the hateful and violent rhetoric spewed by the left, which falsely labels Kirk and other conservatives fascists until a deranged lunatic picks up a rifle. On Tuesday, Ball State University President Jeffrey Mearns defended firing Schwierk in a statement sent to campus leaders, explaining that the backlash over her social media post threatened harm to the school's student enrollment and fundraising. The university president added that the settlement's modest monetary payment to Schwierk was substantially less than what it would have cost to fight her lawsuit. Mearns went on to remind campus leaders that Schwierk's post resulted in a flood of phone calls and emails to the school, with some outraged callers warning they would withhold donations, and at least one parent saying she planned to withdraw her children from the university. "The reaction was extraordinarily damaging to our university's reputation and image, and it was exceptionally disruptive to our mission and our people," Mearns said in his letter obtained by the Associated Press. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.